It feels great. The greatest feeling is that I now have some form of recognition that the public like me. I know that's a little bit egotistical, but in a year when I thought, oh, this is going to go horribly wrong, it's turned out to be not as bad as I thought it would be.
I think deep down, you know, the public have always liked Jim Davidson, haven't they?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it is sort of fashionable to knock me because I'm sort of one of the old school, you know. This new lot of comics, I heard someone say they're like Pol Pot, you know, that dreadful regime in Cambodia where they got rid of the past totally. That's what they want to do, I think. I'm the sort of what they think is an old school comic, and if they dislike me, it makes them funnier by default. Well, ridiculous. The public have shown what they want.
It has been a very difficult year for you, hasn't it?
Well, horrible, yeah. It is horrible, but you sort of are think it goes with the territory. I've had one really horrible year in 38 years of show business, so that's not too bad.
What an apt title for the Channel 5 documentary, At Least I'm Not Boring. We know that.
Oh, I saw that. I hated that. I thought they couldn't get Linda Nolan, so they dug up Nina Miskoff. I met her about 25 years ago, and about 22 years ago we did New Faces together. And my old minder, some huge, great old SAS guy called Nish, now dead, said to her, excuse me, do you mind me asking why your class yourself was a critic? Why are you so horrible to people? I think my fate was sealed then.
I can't think of anything nice she said about you.
No, nothing. She don't know me. She's never seen me live on stage.
Does that upset you, though?
It did. It really upset me. And I had to go and see the boss of Channel 5 the next day. He said, did you like that programme? Well, I can't tell you what I said to him. In words that would be allowed on your radio programme.
It described you as one of the most celebrated yet controversial comedians of your generation. Jim, did you intentionally go out to upset people?
I don't think I've upset anybody, only journalists and certain disc jockeys, as they're still called. Sorry, radio presenters. No, nonsense. Absolute rubbish.
Back to Big Brother. We've got to talk about this some more. Linda Nolan, another one of your big fans.
No, she... Well... I hardly knew the woman. I met her a couple of times up in Blackpool. I very rarely go to Blackpool. I hate the place. And she's the sort of queen of Blackpool. And she married a bloke called Brian, who I knew very well, who played drums in a band called Sparrow, who then went on to back Bucks Fizz. They were a great band. Mm. Anyway, she left the Nolans in 1983. Her and Brian were married by then. And I only saw her a couple of times. So when I'm stood there on this Big Brother thing, she suddenly, to my horror, says, oh, that Jim Davidson, I hope that male chauvinist pig Jim Davidson's not inside the house. And I'm stood there thinking, hang on, I've got to walk up and confront this woman in a minute. And she kept on about it. And when we were handcuffed together, to my horror, she was saying, oh, he's okay until he's drunk. You know, I got him thrown out of a club once. I thought, this woman's living in fantasy land. And, you know, she kept on and on. And there was just no pleasing her. I tried my best. I tried everything.
That wasn't just playing up to the camera then, Jim, all that between you and Linda.
No, you forget the camera. No, you don't really want... Look, if you're a comedian, you've got to go on and get everyone to like you. And it's the same in life. None of us really like being hated. And none of us really learn to accept that some people are cats and some people are dogs. And we leave it at that. I couldn't. She was driving me mad. Oh, what was the problem? What have I said to upset her husband? And the only thing I could think of was something that I didn't want to tell anybody in the house. But one night I thought, oh, well, I'll just roll a hand grenade in and see who pulls the pin. And that's what happened.
Are you still friends with Linda?
No, I can't stand her.
No.
No, I can't stand her.
It got really personal, didn't it? Some of the stuff that was going on between the two of you.
Well, I didn't like her at all. I couldn't get my mind right. She stirred everything up. And then she had a go at Ollie, and then she had a go at someone else, and that face, oh, dear. And when she left, you know, not only did Louisa not argue with anyone, no one argued anymore. It was like a cloud had been lifted. And I did say that there's always 50% to any argument. So if I'd have left, maybe the cloud would have lifted as well. She just didn't like me, and that was it. And wanted to make everyone else hate me. That was her purpose in life. Well, good luck to her. She's sad.
You were the people's winner, though, weren't you? A staggering 50% of the public vote, Jim.
Yeah, throughout the thing, 50% of the votes went to me, so they say.
But you didn't look overwhelmed when you were announced as the winner. You looked pretty subdued.
I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. I was a bit upset for Dappy. To be honest, you know, I thought Dappy should have won. I was glad I won, because of the rotten year. It was a nice vote of confidence. And I said early on to the people, look, I want to go home, you know me, this is not me, but if you vote for me, I'll win for you. And so I did.